Okay, ready? We're on. Okay, we are. Okay, we're on. Very good. Well, here we are, a couple days before the 4th of July, and we are celebrating our independence. We're celebrating our birthday. We're celebrating, well, whatever we want to celebrate is, and I believe we're celebrating life. And in the last week, we have been experiencing a couple of people that I know quite well, or fairly well, that have left our presence. They've crossed over in on the other side. It's been quite an interesting experience with all of this, because we're remembering what their life stood for, and it helps us to remember what we're about. That's one thing, you know, noticing what we feel like when we're thinking about the people who crossed over, and a couple of them were angry because they left, and a couple of them were excited because they completed their work on this side. So what does that look like for you? Well, personally, I think that I've got a lot of work to do, and I constantly work on myself and use my tools, whatever they be, whether they're tarot, the dream work, whether it's the I Ching, whether it's the runes. These are all divination tools that I call forth, and plus meditation to be able to find what is the next step. So in experiencing the crossing over and going to their celebrations, I noticed two different things that were going on. With one, it was all about the celebration of Jesus. It was nothing, well, maybe 5 minutes interspersed with how this individual was going to go to see Jesus, and the rest of the hour and a half was about a sermon about the Bible and reading different passages and singing about you know, the Christian ethics, etc. And the one I went to a couple of days ago was totally the opposite. It was a celebration of the person's life. It was nothing about religion. It was about what their life meant to the people who were sitting in that church. And it was so exquisite. I just couldn't believe how good I felt after I walked out. Whereas the first one, I thought, geez, is it Sunday? Did I miss something? And with the crossing of, well, it was Justine Michaud. And for those people who are in Eugene and you're listening to the program, you knew her probably as a healer, Jin Jitsu practitioner, a reverend. I mean, she had studied as many things as she could possibly study. And when she got cancer, the first part of it, she was able to cure and to lick. However, when it came back with a vengeance and she was in such pain, there was a part of her that just gave up and said, okay, that's it. And what she left with us was this great memory of what we were able to celebrate at her celebration of life. And I was so excited because many people stood up and shared what their opinion was of her, and it was always so positive. Well, who's going to say something negative at a funeral? And it wasn't a funeral, it was a celebration. And I feel that that's a new paradigm of celebration, because they've made the decision on some level to cross over, and they have bigger work to do. Well, look for them on helping us here that are left with our whatever to be able to communicate with them. Now, at this point, when they've newly crossed over, I would, you know, they may have some opinions that they want to share. For me, I'd like to give them a couple days, a couple weeks to get kind of settled in up there, if that's okay with everybody else. And the ways of crossing, it just seems that as we're looking forward from this day, the 2nd of July forward, there will be many who will decide, well, this is not where I can be of the highest service. I can serve higher on the other side. Now, for those people who have completed their work here and they're able to really offer something once they get there, that's a good thing. For those people who have many things to complete on the other side, they probably won't be available for quite some time to be of service. In the meantime, here we are on this side. And I'm feeling that many of us are called right now. In fact, I gave a talk. In the last 2 weeks, I've given two talks to different women's groups here in Eugene. Wonderful, wonderful people there. And so part of it was in the calling to what you're called to do. And as I shared today, it was about the calling when, and on the 5th of May, which is the Cinco de Mayo of 1984, when I was called to do the intuitive work. It wasn't exactly what I had considered to be the calling of a lifetime. However, it has been the best calling. At this time, I'm feeling there's a calling to another crossroad that I am here, and I've been coaching different people and individuals for quite some time, and I'm feeling that particular part of my business is coming to a close, and there'll be more of a spiritual bent to what I'm doing, in case you hadn't noticed. Of course, I feel like I've always been spiritual here. And so with the intuitive work, I'm looking at the thread that has followed through all of my life. Everything that I've done has been about teaching, because I am the number five, the Hierophant, and the number five is about bringing information that I have integrated and to be able to bring it to you at a higher level so that you're able to assimilate things. In other words, I become a translator. Now, I am really encouraging you to call in, because that's what I'm focusing on today, is the capacity of you calling in, and let's build the show around questions that you might have. What wants to happen with you? What is the calling that you're feeling? Okay. I'm very much interested in hearing your story. And today when I was talking to the Women's Business Network, the story was about the thread that ran through my life when I reached that particular date, May 5th, 1984, 25 years ago, my whole life changed. It was no longer possible to live the old life the way it was before. And then as I was giving the talk, I jumped right up to the present, where my focus right now is to be kind, to be loving, and to be gentle. In the classroom, in the high school teaching, that wasn't always the possibility. Discipline had to be established if there were to be any teaching that went on. And many people were there, students were there to disrupt the classroom because they didn't care for foreign language or whatever it was. And that just wasn't a possibility. At the present time, I don't believe I could be in the classroom because I don't want to have to force people to do things that they don't want to do. And when things that come up that you don't want to do, sometimes we have to push through it. And I'm feeling that when things come up and they block me, then I'm taking a look whether I need to push through it or whether I need to just be able to let it go and to look and see, is there another possibility? If there's another possibility, then I'm right here with it. So today I have four cards. The Three of Swords, which is sorrow. That was an interesting card to lead out with. The Three of Swords, sorrow, in and around female, anything about females. Now, if you're male and you're listening to this program, it has to do with that feminine part of yourself. It has to do with female authority figures. Perhaps you've had a domineering teacher who totally suppressed your creativity. I remember one of my teachers said, Judith, you're such a follower. I thought to myself, well, okay, if I'm a follower, I'm going to be the best follower I can possibly be. After I graduated from high school, I realized that definitely wasn't the truth. And maybe it forced me to become more of a leader. I don't know. But it was, for me, it was totally inappropriate to say that I was going to be and always would be the greatest follower and to get my act together in and around following. Yeah. I don't think I am. I'm not. Well, I'm a follower, yes. I'm a teacher. I'm also a student. I'm a leader and I'm a follower. There's that duality of what we're about. With the Three of Swords, sorrow, we're pushing through any sorrow we may have had in past lifetimes about being burned at the stake. I mean, there are huge memories coming up. I mean, they've been here before. And now the memories are just flooding in so that we are able to move on through it. And it's showing up with many of the people, many of you with careers that are being dropped out, and you're no longer financially viable. Maybe your mate is now being asked to pick up the slack. And with that, there's kind of a struggle going on, and it has to do with the feminine. With the feminine, it is that magnetic energy that energy that is opposite from the masculine, which is electric magnetic energy, electromagnetic. So being the magnet for what wants to happen as you're following that thread of your life. Past lifetimes are so interesting when we can flash upon them and see what we have done in past lifetimes. The second card that I have is the Two of Discs, and that is change. Yeah, we're all in this place of change, no kidding. And that's Jupiter in Capricorn. Jupiter is the expansion of whatever we're feeling in the change. For myself, I'm feeling that internal push of being more kind, more loving, and being more gentle, and taking more time to be with nature, with my plants, and talking to the plants and watering them, because during this time of the summer, it's starting to get quite hot. I don't know where you are, but about 4th of July, we need the corn. In the Midwest, it was always knee-high by the 4th. No matter what time you planted it, usually, you know, you could plant early, and if you could get it to knee-high by the 4th, you can count on it for your early harvest. Late plantings, sometimes it was just right behind it, within 4 or 5 days, even if there were three or four weeks in between, because of the hot weather and the humidity. And I'm noticing that there's more humidity now than where I was before in Mount Shasta. So there's change internally that is showing up externally. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what your insights are. Please feel free to call in. Again, I'm not desperate to have you call in. I could talk for another 2 hours if I had to, and I will. However, I'd love to hear your stories out there and where you are in your listening and where you live and what's going on with you. I know there's huge changes. A couple of my friends thought they'd never get released in their banks, and they work for the bank, and they've been there for years. However, working there for years turned out that they were still low man on the totem pole. And as I look at this young man that was just, you know, and he wasn't angry. And I looked at him and I realized that there's something more for him than where he was at this bank. Again, there is that release and accepting that there's someplace else for you, and there's something other that is calling you, just as I had with May 5th, 1984. And I'm being called for also other things right here in the moment. It hasn't been revealed to me. Third card, the Princess of Swords. There is the Princess up above the dark clouds. whatever that sorrow was in the past. We're being asked to transcend that, to transcend it into a higher place, to fight for our truth. Now, last week I talked quite a bit about truth, to be in your truth. If the truth be known, what is it that you're fighting for? What is it that you're transcending? What is it you're transmuting? And the last card in this reading is the Knight of Discs, which is the highest manifesting card in the whole deck, which indicates that through the change and getting up above any dark energy, which is your own stuff, having to do with past lifetimes where you were burned at the stake, perhaps, for being a witch and doing the work that you're being called to do right now. Oh, yes. Whatever we are being called to do right now, we must transcend what has happened in a past lifetime. The rewards are just over the top. I can't tell you how wonderful this will be as you're transcending that. Yeah, this indicates with this Knight of Discs, which is the, you know, the discs have to do with the physical plane. First we get it on the spiritual plane, then we get it on the mental, which is where all our mind chatter is. Then we get it on the emotional, where we feel things. And then we get it on the physical plane. When you hear that someone has come down with cancer, well, come down, I mean, this person has received the messages on the spiritual plane. And I believe that you have... people have received messages that they need to change their diet. They need to change. They need to exercise more. These messages come through quite strongly. If you're listening to what I call God talk, and God does speak to us and ask us for the change. If it isn't God personally, if you believe that, fine. Otherwise, it is will be the angels, your personal guardian angel. We're being communicated with at all times, and it's how well we listen. And that would come through meditation. It would come through any repetitive exercise, walking, running, whatever that is. So I'm wondering what kind of listening you have. Are you opening to everything that occurs to you? When you go walking down the street, what energy do you feel from people? If you would ask a question as you walk down the street and notice what your senses are around the people that you meet on the sidewalk, that is just such a wonderful way of receiving messages. Often I will ask a question, I will close my eyes. If I'm sitting out in the garden, I will look and see what I see. In fact, I turn around in my chair and I kind of, my eyes close and I scan back and forth and back and forth and I think of my question. Give me information about, and then I fill in the blank with whatever it is. And then as I open my eyes, I will see where my gaze lands. It could be on a butterfly or a hummingbird that is in front of me, which indicates butterflies, of course, are metamorphous. And if it's a butterfly as opposed to a caterpillar, it means that there's an advanced state of being. Interesting, huh? Answers are all over, and it's like the butterfly has been placed there for our reasoning, for our messages. No, there is no accident why I think certain people come to us and are with us. It is to treat any and all situations as if it were a message. And with Justine, my friend who passed, she licked it the first time and was strong. And then the second time, when it came in so strongly. So I was asking myself, now why is it? She licked it the first time, and of course it's always still there. Did she change something? Did she go back on her diet? Because I have known many people, one in particular. She completed and healed breast cancer. Then she healed and completed a lung cancer. And then what was the final straw was the brain tumor. What I noticed in her behavior was that she went back to her acid diet, to the red wine, to the pastas, whereas before she had been very strict with herself with an alkaline diet, because cancer can't live in an alkaline diet. I have another friend who had breast cancer, told no one, switched over to a completely vegetarian diet, which included, of course, the alkalinity in the diet. She's a massage therapist, does Tai Chi, and really went into the depths of, for example, of the two of discs, to keep asking, how can I change this? How may I serve at a higher level? She's a very evolved human being. And she listened, and she did not share with anyone what was going on. She became so thin, people were quite concerned with her. She kept doing her massage, kept doing her Tai Chi classes. And she is so vibrant at the present time. She now has a new relationship, wonderful relationship. Continues to teach her Tai Chi, has made a new DVD, in fact, two DVDs, which will soon be released. You see, her job here on planet Earth had not been completed. But of course, the other ladies, I felt she had much to offer. Evidently, she was complete. And we as the people who are left, we lament because they've gone and we don't have them anymore. We want them to be here. And for many, their job is over here. And maybe they came to complete karma. And maybe they had completed everything in the karmic realm. Interesting to hear what your story might be. So give me a call. You have the number in front of you. I'd love to hear from you. One of the things that when you talk about what we're being called to do is whatever it is to be the most simple in your own mastery. And with something that you do naturally and simply. It doesn't have to be complicated. In fact, the less complicated it is, the more successful you're going to be. Pick one thing, and the most simple thing that you do and in which you do it so easily. And look at what that is, and you can do and be even more of that. I'm taking a breath just so I can, because what I'm doing is I'm actually waiting to hear what Spirit wants me to say next. And I take a breath to re-energize my cells. And I'm thinking of the people that have crossed over, and I'm feeling that they're listening right now. Because, you know, when people cross over, it's the old biblical expression that you go to heaven, which is up there. I feel that they're all around me. So I'm feeling, as I was just talking about Justine, that I felt her presence. She was on my TV program, and she was, I don't think she was aware of her cancer at that time, that it would, had returned, but what do I know? She was talking about her diet of juicing, and it was so funny, we called that the pineapple show, because she placed a pineapple. She had all kinds of fruits and vegetables. She placed the pineapple, so it was right in the line of the camera shot with my tarot cards. So right in the middle of the television program, someone was crawling on their belly to grab that pineapple, and all of a sudden the camera's on me, even though Justine is over there talking. I'm thinking, what's going on? This guy's crawling on his belly to take this pineapple away. See, this is, these are things that the audience does not realize. The audience, which is us, we are the audience, and it's like God is filming us, and we we don't know what's going on, and we're being asked to listen and watch. Because it's important. Now, in way, one of the ways that, that you can track what's going on, and that's very important to track. What is it I'm getting? I would say every morning is to journal, every morning to meditate, every morning I sit and I'm thinking about people that I have on my list that I email every morning, and as I'm thinking about them, I'm pulling cards, I'm either going to the runes, the I Ching, any of the divination tools. And sometimes I just let thoughts pop into my head. I write it down and I send it out to them. And then during the afternoon or morning, later at morning, they will respond to me. We have quite a conversation going on with the email. I'd love to have a conversation with you. Give me a call. Where are you in this whole process? Have you lost someone recently? And what is your grieving process? Where are you in that whole thing? Are you angry? Or are you, in fact, one person, and it isn't with Justine, is very, the recollection is about disagreements on traveling together. How the two of them never could travel too far without getting in some kind of an argument about what this was or that was, too hot, too cold. And I'm feeling that there's a relief that there's no longer that angst and that anger. And anyway, excuse me, going back to the simplicity, keeping life as simple as possible. We have a nice long weekend. And I'm looking forward to just really getting all of my winter clothes in mothballs, you know, so that they will be preserved during the summer in a shed. And to get the summer things, you know, most people have theirs out already. And I have taken my time in not doing that. And as I'm looking forward to doing that, there is a process in sorting things out and putting things away for a time period. There are many things in our work, in our spiritual path, we put aside for a time. I've gotten the aha, so I'm going to put it into the hopper. I'm incubating that whole thing to see what it is that I'm to do with it. What I'm being asked to do is to take the rune cards now. Which I've actually, you know what I've done is I've photocopied these rune cards so that when I'm on the radio, I can treat them like a deck of cards. I can shuffle them, and I have them on a full-size page. And I did that, man, that was a long time ago when I was on the radio in San Francisco. So here we go. I'm feeling that I'm going to let, what I do is when I'm drawing a card is I shuffle them, bless them, and I ask that they come together in the high, for the highest good of anyone who's listening to me. And then I hold them and I allow the cards to drop. And the top card then becomes the card. So we have the card of Lagus, L-A-G-U-S, which is number 18, if you have your book for the ruins. Pretty good for all of you. It's called flow, water, that which conducts. Well, just on that, I would say, get thee to the river or to the ocean. We have a wonderful, we have two wonderful rivers here, the Willamette and the Mackenzie. When we can get near water, I think that's going to help us a lot. So what it says is, unseen powers are active here. So you see, I'm just reading this. However, you can do that when you're pulling a tarot card or any, when you can read the information and then you cogitate on it, you incubate it and you let it kind of ruminate. One person says, well, you can't do that. I said, well, why not? For me, as I was learning the cards, that's what I did. And sometimes I just don't want to do any of the intuitive. I want spirit to come through, and there will be certain words that will jump out. So with Lagus, unseen powers are active here. They're unseen. I don't know what's going on. I know that I'm moving, and I know that I'm not moving physically from my house. But I know that there's something is moving inside of me. There's something creative that's going on, and it's fertile. And it's, of course, because we have nature really moving. We have the hot weather, and it's a little bit muggy. And the attributes of this rune, Lagus, are water, fluidity, isn't that great? Being fluid, like just like a stream, and with the ebb and flow of tides and emotions. That pertains to our careers and our relationships. So there's an ebb and there's a flow. So with my one friend, there was an arguing, and it was a, you know, getting back to normal, and arguing and then back to normal. Ebb and flow. That's kind of like life, isn't it? I don't know where you are in your career or your relationship, but, you know, you are where you are. The more we can be in our truth, the better we are. So Lagus fulfills our need to immerse ourselves in the experience of living without having to evaluate or understand. Oh, is that great? So I don't have to know, I don't have to evaluate, I don't have to do anything. I just let it incubate. I know I'm in this huge change. You're all in this huge change. Okay, so without evaluating or understanding, I just know that I'm part of, I'm a puzzle piece with this radio program. And last week, as I said at the very end of the program, I said, you know, I'm a puzzle piece for me. I get so much out of my own work here. In other words, I'm sitting here talking. I'm hearing it and different things that I know. When I speak them, it's as if the high witness is speaking through me or to me. And I get it at a deep level. Back to the words. It speaks to the desire for comfort and satisfaction of emotional needs, to the lunar side of our nature. Now, with lunar, that refers to the moon and the emotions and the comfort and all of that. Now, with the moon, we have the moon card. That which is hidden behind the moon, that which is being downloaded to us, just like a computer program. We have so many new thoughts. Now, before sometime in June, was it the spring, the summer equinox, summer solstice, and the spring equinox. I think those 2 days were extremely important because I think at that particular time, things were revealed to many of us. And we're just processing them right now. The sun comes out and it tries to differentiate what's going on with our emotions, and it's really important for us to stay in the dark of the moon. because we're merging into something, and there's a unity of the sun and moon working together here. Going to the dark side of the moon is, well, you heard of the dark night of the soul. It is allowing, and I did experience this last week, of the emotions, the deep sorrow, and that was the sorrow card there, that was so deep that it was unstoppable. So you see, I am in this process just like you. This rune, R-U-N-E, has to do with cleansing. We are cleansing at the deepest possible level. Now, I talk about cleansing a lot. This is deeper. And when you do not stop the sorrow and the tears, and sometimes who can stop them, and with people who've passed, and we're going to the funeral, it's almost okay to cry. However, most people try to squelch it and don't let that sorrow go to the deepest level. Because this is a time as we are experiencing the death of the of our loved ones, the death of the old, we are being asked to revalue, reorganize, and realign. Now, I'm just going to refer to Justine again, because we have in our group of friends and associates this organizer, and she was called in to assist Justine as she knew she was ready to cross over. She called in the organizer, and they, I don't know how this happened, whether they were on the telephone. It was before she went into the hospital, I believe. It would have to have been. Anyway, they sat in her room, and they sat in her storage space, and they separated things out. So it wasn't after the fact. So you see what we're talking about here? We're getting to sort out before we cross over, before we make the change for our next evolution, whatever we're going to do. We're being asked to reevaluate, reorganize, realign. Do I want this as part of my living situation? Do I want this person in my life? It is about deep, deep knowing. We know, and we can't kid ourselves. And I believe that we do. You know, someone says, well, that was such a surprise. I think we knew all along what was coming. When I asked a couple of my friends, did you know you're going to get a notice about discontinuing of your job? Well, when push came to shove, yes, I really did know. I had this fear, this deep knowing someplace. And I'll bet that person was already starting to look around and see what else is available. I'm seeing many people starting their own business. And that's what I'm helping out quite a few people with, is being in the moment of what you really are here to do. What is the service? I believe you're being asked to study and to read about spiritual matters. There are so many books out there. I would recommend Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now and A New Earth. If we are in the moment and being in our truth, the transformation happens internally by itself. Because we are telling God, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to change anytime you want to. We're being readied. And I believe that the chaos that will come as we're getting closer to 2012, we're being asked to go into that deeper inner knowing, that intuitive knowing, where we actually know and I just got to, I already know what I'm supposed to be doing, that I'm going to be, that I'm being asked to do radio at a deeper level. You're looking at your own rhythm. For those people who are following along, you notice that I'm jumping, I'm following the words, I'm following the sentences, however, I'm taking a little time to expand upon it. Your own rhythm. And what a great weekend, you know, with the 4th of July, to be able to take the time to get to the water, to notice what the water is doing. You may want to move a couple rocks, or if you're at the ocean, throw a rock out into the ocean of your desires. Water is such a fluid thing. It conducts the messages to spirit. And often, when I've taken groups to the ocean, I ask them to write a message in the sand. And of course, when the tide comes in, it covers the wish and the desire. And then when it goes out, it takes that out to spirit. We are like a drop in an ocean. And our wishes and desires are part of that ocean of life. This rune, Lagus, is a rune of the self, and it's relating to the higher self. Our inner self, our lower self, is tuning. It's like the I am. From Mount Shasta, where we worked a lot with the I am energy. The core of our being is connected to the I am, which is above us, which is then connected to God. There is that inner, that connection of the I am. And you may have heard when I say I am that I am. My lower self is a part of my higher self. And when I think of my higher self, which is the same energy body that is above me, and then above that is the energy body of God. And we are all connected. And many times we can go direct to God. And sometimes we just need that intermediary. Now, this is what the alchemists call a sacred marriage. It is the marriage of the higher self and the lower self. It is the sacred marriage of the dark and the light, the sacred marriage of the young and the old. It's almost like the lover's card. And the alchemy, which is going on right now, is so deep. And it is causing this atomic bomb, this nuclear these weapons, it's causing great fear. Who's going to bomb whom, and all of the chess pieces that are being moved around to prohibit this. Yeah. We are hoping that it's like the fairy tale where the hero and the heroine live happily ever after. We're in this process right now of the deep cleaning, the deep cleansing. When we have completed our cleansing and completing the karma, we then are available to be of service as the chaos begins to come in. It's already here. Can you feel the chaos and all of the economic situations that are crashing down around us? Not a pretty picture. Wherever you're living, and I still haven't received any of your calls. It's interesting, and as I was doing my talk today, I said, you know, sometimes people don't call in, and what I do is I just start all over again, and I start, which is what happened in my very first radio program, a half-hour program, and I had enough for an hour, and I was complete in 10 minutes. And then at the break time, then I said, okay, what am I going to do now? So I started all over again. What I'm doing here now is repeating different things. I'm taking it to a deeper level. I'm picking up on your energy, whether you're tuning in or not. There's a part of you that is here. and you'll be tuning in on the archives. So it doesn't make any difference where you're at, whether you're tuning in now or to the archives. I'm speaking to certain people, and these people are the most advanced people. It's simple, the material I'm presenting. It is not complicated. I'm not pretending to connect to the ETs, or there's healing through these. And yet, what do I know whether that my voice is being utilized by the extraterrestrials? I'm just available. And this is, as I, my website says, MountShastaMagic.com. It is that I carry the magic of Mount Shasta, of the Talosians that live underneath the mountain, the Lemurian energy. And the Lemurian energy is about love. It is about faith. It is about being on purpose for your life purpose. And I'm noticing that for many, that your life purpose is changing. It is not the old that it used to be. So numerology for some is just not applicable. For those people who are listening, whether it's on the archives or currently listening, I would like to offer my services as you could come into the chaos to be able to find your new purpose. And sometimes you just can't see what the symbols are. And that's my job, is to interpret and translate what symbols are being given to you through your dream time and whatever that is. Again, my website is MountShastaMagic.com. Check it out. And actually, I was looking at, when I was getting ready for my talk today with the Women's Business Network, and I was sharing the transition date when I was called into my spiritual path. My first website was JudithConradRadio.com, and I used that for a long time. Then I went to Mount Shasta Magic, which I still carry because I carry that magic. And then when I got to Eugene, I added A Coach for All Reasons. And just recently, I've added EugeneIntuitive.com. How fun is that? Yeah, it's like, who is this lady? And yet each of these websites, each of these domains represent something. It's just like when I just had my picture taken with Peggy Eileen, who is very intuitive. It's wonderful to work with someone who is equally as intuitive. She captured my essence, and I have this picture of this picture board with the four pictures. One is my hands are over my heart, and I'm looking at you with this. Absolutely, I don't even know where that came from. And I'm looking at you with this healing, with the healing eyes and a soft heart. It's had, all of the picture is about soft energy. I'll soon put these up on the website. But get the energy that I'm sending to you. I put my hands over my heart, and I'm feeling this energy within. It's total love for any and all of you who are listening now or will listen on the archives. And the next picture is, I've turned my head slightly, and I'm looking at you. And as I walk across the room, I notice my eyes follow me in that picture. And the third picture is, I'm looking to the side, and it's almost like I'm looking at something that I see that you don't. Very mystical. And the fourth picture is strictly business. I know what I'm doing, and I'm looking at you, and I have something to offer to you. I'm looking at how I'm going to use each of those pictures. And I believe I'm going to be adding, with the first picture will be added, and I'm going to add a section called healing. If I find pictures that represent healing, I'm going to put it on that, because pictures are and symbols are so important to me. I like to assist you in how you can use everything and anything for healing. Now, if you've made up your mind, or your friend or friends have made up their mind to cross over, there's not much you can do. And I noticed that one of the friends listened to the doctor who said, go home and put your life in order. In other words, get ready to die. And she bought it lock, stock, and barrel. I don't know. Did she have a choice, or was she susceptible to that? I don't know. What do you think out there? I think it's, you got to be realistic. So looking at your health, I just pulled another rune. Algis, and that is elk. It's a totem, the elk. Protection. It's reversed, and it says be thoughtful about your health. Look carefully at all associations you form at this time, and do not add to the burden others are carrying. Yeah. If you see fit to become involved with people who are using you, remain conscious to that fact. Take responsibility for your own position, then you can only benefit, regardless of whether your enterprise prospers or suffers. Do not be concerned, for you will always learn from what takes place. Yeah, I was. That's what I was talking about. And I was very upfront with a group when I was talking to them. I said, you know, I had many of my businesses not be successful. However, I have a PhD in how not to do business, how not to market. You don't print brochures and hand them out to anybody. Brochures aren't the way always to market. It's that person-to-person connection. As with the elk is in a herd, and they protect each other, and they learn from each other. They make sure that their young are fed, and their associations are deep, and they take care of their own. And I always think of the elk with the rack that they have. And they can sense when there's danger. Well, again, I think I'm going to have callers, and I don't, and that is just fine. I surprise myself always at the depths to which I go, and it's very simple. It is not complicated. And I close, as always, and I want to send you my love. I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference. And don't forget it. I'm finished and complete for this week. Thank you.